Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to the Beth Wee Radio Hour, an hour dedicated to helping you find connection so you can live your best life.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Beth Walsh Erickson. I'm in the studio today with my buddy Lee Kimball. How are you, Lee?
I am well. Once again, Beth on the fly.
We're running a little bit. I was just in the other room talking to Rhett. I am aware. I waited a little too long. I'm sorry. But today's show, I thought we would talk about something kind of important. You know, what do you think emotional success is? Do you have an opinion of what it is, Lee?
Emotional success. It's another perception thing, but I think it can mean many things. I think my first answer would be being comfortable with who you are.
Mm-hmm. Finding your place of what our friends call happy, joyous, and free.
And as we've said before, you know, that definition of humility, I like a clear understanding of what and who I am paired with an attempt to become what and whom I can be.
Yeah. Well, so I thought we'd talk about that today.
I like it.
Because, you know, how we feel plays an important role in the quality of our lives. What are some of the bumps in the road that can slow us down? That's what I thought we might talk about. And the bumps aren't going to be like big ones. They're not going to be like divorce. I don't mean things like divorce, the loss of a child, a personal illness.
Like you've said, it's not the lions and tigers that get us a lot of times. It's the gnats and the fleas.
That's right. Absolutely. And I think that sometimes we don't look at the gnats and the fleas. We don't know why we're uncomfortable, but we're not looking at the gnats and the fleas. We're looking at the big stuff. Like, all the big stuff's kind of handled. Why am I not feeling happy?
Well, the other saying with that is, you put a mountain in front of me, I will climb a mountain. Put a pebble in front of me, I'm going to trip over it.
Right, right. That's kind of the thing. It's the small stuff that can derail our emotional mm-hmm. success. And we want everybody listening, no matter where you are, we want you to know happy, joyous, and free as a way of life. And we're going to look at little frets and mindsets that slow our progress.
First, we're going to shut our phone off.
Because sometimes it's because we don't see them or acknowledge them that they call the shots. Like, it's the little things that we don't acknowledge, so they can call a shot. We're responding to them because we're not really even conscious that
we're back to awareness again.
Yeah, it comes back to awareness a lot of times. So we want to bring them out into the light, and we can choose to let them go if we want to. But that's what I thought we'd talk about today. Does that sound good?
Let's rock.
Okay. Well, one of the first things that I was going to say is, you know, something that people do, they wait for the right moment. Like, I'm not going to act right now. I'm going to wait for the right moment. And I think that is code for fear and procrastination. And so, you know, the moment is now. I love that in almost all of the strong spiritual leaders, they teach about basking in the moment, knowing the moment, celebrating the moment, being in the moment. Even in the Torah, when the story or the fact, however you look at it, I don't care, of when Moses went to the mountain and he said, "What's your name?" The great source said, "My name is I Am." They have that little poem about that. Do you remember that?
No, I do not.
It doesn't rhyme. It's not a rhyming poem, but it's something like, when I asked, "My name is I Am," my name is not I Was. My name is not I Will Be. My name is I Am. I operate in the moment. You know, if you're coming to me, look for me in the now, so to speak. So when you're waiting for the right moment, you're overlooking this moment. And this is kind of the moment of power in our lives. This is the moment when the action we take will make something else happen in our lives.
But at the same time, we have to remember prudence.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the opposite side of that, I'm thinking, is impulsivity.
Right. Well, you have to pick your moment.
And find a balance.
But you have to pick your moment.
Pick
one. yeah, you know. I mean, there's never really a right moment. You know, there might be things where things line up and you move forward and it seems to flow, like, beautifully. But, you know, if you're struggling, maybe you just need to pick a moment.
And trust.
Yeah.
Is that other thing, leap of faith?
Yeah, yeah. If you're... if you're true to your values anyway, then every second of every day you can kind of live into your into a good life if you're being true to your values. And if you're in a moment where you feel like you have to be angry or you have to teach someone a lesson or you have to fill in the blank, you know, the things that kind of separate you, maybe that's the moment to be quiet.
Well, what's the other saying that, that we hear, you know, is it true? Is it, you know, is it, does it need to be said? And is it mine to say? Or
They say in some 12-step groups, Al-Anon, this is the 12-step group for the friends and family of alcoholics. They say what you mean, yes. Mean what you say, and don't say it mean. That's a powerful statement. Say what you mean what you say, and don't say it mean. And that's living in the moment. That's a perfect example. Yeah. Okay, you want to go on to another one? Because I have a lot of little tidbits written down for us to talk about today.
Next.
Does it sound crazy?
Go for it.
How about having faith in your own decision-making? You know, a lot of us trip over the fact that we need approval from other people. Somebody's waving at us. Yeah. So it's have faith in your own decision-making. If you're always trying to please somebody else, chances are good you're not creating your own life.
But again, I almost feel like I'm devil's advocate today.
Well, I like it.
But again, and we've spoken before in one aspect, you know, have at least one person you can talk to. But sometimes having a trusted person to bounce my thoughts off of, you know, because if I'm unsure, you know, to have somebody that I can share with to get another perspective.
That's good. That is important. But that's a lot different than needing approval from others.
Yes.
You know, needing approval from others, especially if you're an adult, if you're listening to us and you're over the age of 21, and some of our 81-year-old friends are going, I think she might be talking to me. But you're still working for the approval of your children, for example. You don't tell them stuff unless you think they'd approve. That's not really sharing your life. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. You got to think about it all the time. It's not just living your life either.
You mentioned, you know, living up to other people's expectations or something like that. I heard a speaker once share that if my higher power is what you think of me, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. That's a great way to say it. If your higher power is what you think of me, or if my higher power is what you think of me, I'm in trouble. Yeah, because I'm serving a false god. That's basically it. You know, there's a lot of things that we can talk about today, about things that kind of slow us down, or things that we might not really think about, but they keep us from living
our best life,
an emotionally successful life. And what do we mean by emotional success? We're talking about being happy, joyous, and free in the moment, living to
and
your
comfortable
fullest.
In my own skin.
Yeah, yeah, like a good pair of shoes. Just think about shoes that don't fit and you have to wear them all the time and you're in a place where you don't have any other shoes. You're going to be there and you're going to be moving around in the shoes for the next 6 hours and your feet already hurt. That's how it is, living by these false little nuances that keep us from being successful.
And then you have to take action, like my podiatrist appointment this afternoon.
Oh, do you have one today?
Yes,
right?
I do.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, how about this? How about another one we'll say? Do you know anybody who always feels like they have to be perfect?
I'm way beyond that. I've got it all down.
You know, it's not possible to be perfect as long as you're wearing the skin suit. That's what I always say. When you look down, you got a skin suit on, it's not going to be a perfect day.
Well, I've told you about the bumper sticker I saw that our Christian friends will appreciate. It said, nobody's perfect. Well, there was that one guy.
Yeah, you know, but that's, you know, as long as you're wearing a skin suit, you know, if you're striving to be perfect, you're hurting yourself. It's painful. You're causing pain. It won't ever happen because perfection in a human doesn't exist.
And it's another form of being judgmental because it's being judgmental of myself.
Right.
You know, and again, I go back to that humility I spoke of earlier, where if I'm putting those expectations on myself, it is not a realistic appraisal of myself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's really, you know, it's hard because if you're always striving to be perfect, you're working against your success. You know, success is going to be in being real. And reality for humans is imperfect.
Oh, another saying that I've heard that I love. It's a sayings day. I will never be more spiritual than I am human.
Yeah, absolutely right. Or another one they say is, I'm a human being having a spiritual experience.
Yeah, no, I'm a spiritual being having a human experience.
See, I wanted you to get that. So that's the deal. So if you're not even having a spiritual experience, if you've decided to live your life and you're only physical and emotional and mental/mental, you're missing one whole third of your person. You know, there's three parts of our being: physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And the spiritual part can help you. It doesn't have to be a part that goes to church. That's not what it's about. But it does have to be a part that has relationship with a greater power, with a greater source. And that relationship will change the physical and the mental, emotional. It will change things because you have a third nature that's working. Just like your emotions can affect your physical.
Mm-hmm.
Your emotions can get you sick.
We've spoken about that.
Yeah, so it's the same thing. So embrace that. Embrace that spiritual part. And be cool that you're not going to be perfect. You know, it's not possible as long as you're wearing the skin suit. And if you're striving for it, you're always unhappy because there's always something else to do. You have to prove it this way too. Or I wasn't sure if they got that, so let me go back and do it again this way. Or I'm not sure if they saw that I got that perfectly, so I'm going to go back and do it this way.
And you're setting yourself up for failure.
Absolutely.
And also, again, back to the judgmentalism, if I'm expecting perfection of myself, I'm perpetually disappointed in those around me because more than likely, I'm going to be focusing on their imperfections as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It becomes a black and white world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. So we're talking today about different things that can kind of keep you back from emotional success. We're talking about things you might think about when you hear us talking about them. You're like, yeah, I've seen that, or I know that, or I've done that. But if you don't think about it, if you don't bring it to the light, it just happens in the background, and you're constantly in a little bit of an emotional struggle. We want you out of that struggle. We want you to live happy, joyous, free. We want your life to be like a loose garment, as they say.
Take a look.
Yeah, take a look. We're going to come right back. We're going to take a short little break, and we're going to come back and talk more about this. This is good stuff today. And there goes our music again. Thanks, Shane. We'll be right back. Hang with us.
Thanks for listening to the Beth Wee Radio Hour. Don't forget to check in at www.bethwee.com for more insights and information on how to connect in this big, crazy world. www.bethwee.com gives you dates of upcoming seminars, video teachings for those seeking recovery, tools for finding peace of mind, and Beth's blog, Thoughts to Challenge Your Complacent Thinking. Next time you're online, check out www.bethwee.com. Look for us on Facebook as well. We want you to live your priorities.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Beth Walsh Erickson in the studio today with Lee Kimball, and we're talking about ways to things that keep us from emotional success. Little thinking patterns, little actions, little frets, little
obstacles.
Yeah, little obstacles, that the little mini things that keep us from living our best life.
Yeah, like mini me.
Like a mini me. You know, we've been talking about different things. We talked about, you know, when you feel like you have to wait for the right moment and how that's really tied to fear and procrastination. When you're operating needing approval from others, that's your main goal, is approval from others instead of just, you know, pleasing yourself, using your own decision-making, being who you are. Or that need to always be perfect, where you're constantly battling to attain perfection, which is an impossibility in a human world. So these are the kind of things we're talking about. I have more, you know. I have more. You ready?
There's always more.
There's always more. What about when pride reigns supreme and we don't apologize when we make mistakes? You know, that can really trip us up in life. Being humble is about being okay with who I am, warts and all, mistakes and all. We just talked about trying to be perfect. Those of you that identified with that, I bet you're going, oh gosh, now she's really nailing me to the wall with this one. Because when you make a mistake and you don't own up to it, or you don't assess that it's really a mistake, and then it was just a mistake, it wasn't done necessarily on purpose. It just happened because we make mistakes. So you don't apologize. You don't go back and make the amend. You don't go back and rectify the situation.
You don't own it.
You don't own it. That can be a hard one. Because, you know, pride is a tricky little friend, isn't it?
Well, another quote from something I had read that, you know, pride leading to self-justification is the chief block to spiritual progress.
Yeah, yeah. Because when you're self-justifying, you're, well, I did this because blah, 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 blah. You know, and if there's always got to be an if or a but or a because, you're working against what's really going on right in front of you right here. Just kind of accept that this happened. I ran into a friend this morning. I just went to Panera to get a hot tea, and I ran into my friend Shoshana, and she told me a new little quip, and it was pretty good. She was saying, she said that that anything but acceptance, I hope I don't mess it up now. Let me think here how she said it.
Okay.
Is anything but acceptance is a temper tantrum.
Okay.
What do you think of that?
I like that.
Anything but acceptance is a temper tantrum. There you go, Shoshana. If you're listening, you just heard me. I quoted you here on it.
The royalty check is on the way.
But, you know, the reality is that sometimes when we have to apologize for mistakes we made, it can hurt our pride. And that's true. It's sometimes hard to look someone in the eye and say, I made a mistake, or I was wrong the way I spoke to you.
But not doing it can hurt the relationship.
Right. It's when you step out of your comfort zone and step into that place of accountability, your life will get better.
And again, allowing yourself to be human.
Yeah.
I'm going to mess up.
Yeah. You know, the people that we value the most in our lives, at least in my life, are the people that are honest and open with me. How about you?
Oh, absolutely. Because that segues into trust.
Yeah.
You know, I can't have a real relationship without trust.
Well, when I think about that, I think about the people that I'm closest to. I trust them with my little truths, my little things that I don't necessarily want to advertise, but they know about me.
And I trust that I won't be judged harshly.
Right. And I'm going to be loved anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, they sometimes overlook them like, what are you talking about? That's not even a deal. You know what I mean?
That's what you were worried about?
Yeah. And those are the people that we look to the most. Now, who's looking to you like that? Are you somebody who's honest and open? Or does pride keep you from becoming accountable when you make a mistake? And say, I'm really sorry I did this wrong, or I said the wrong thing, or I acted without thinking. I just was shooting from the hip, or however it happened.
And as with so many other things that we discuss, we're talking today about our own emotional success, but it's all pebbles in the pond of our life. Because whether you're a parent or a grandparent, what kind of example am I setting for my loved ones that are paying attention to how I behave?
Yeah, absolutely. And people respect honesty.
Absolutely.
They really do. So look for it, you know? Look for it. Another one. Sometimes we have an emotional attachment to something that's temporal, something that's temporary, something that's going to pass. And we dig into this and we tie ourselves to it so that as it's time for it to pass, we don't let it go.
I got another saying.
We're too stubborn to let it go. Go ahead. Let me hear it.
Everything I've let go of had claw prints in it.
There you go. You're good. You're the God Speaks of the radio show today. A lot of these are in our God Speaks books. We have like five different volumes of those. Yeah. And they're thoughts like that make you think. Just the one thought. So everything I ever let go of had claw prints in it. And that means I held on tight. It was hard for me to let it go. Have you had that experience, Lee?
Oh, my goodness. But not only have I had that experience, but and I've shared it on the radio before. I've shared it with you before. A friend of mine named Lori many years ago gave me an amazing gift. And that gift was, sometimes you have to let go of stuff to make room for new blessings.
That's absolutely true.
And not just material things, emotional as well.
Absolutely.
And it has proved itself over and over and over in my life.
This is going to be a hard one to hear. Sometimes people as well.
You have to let, yeah.
You have to let go. You have to move forward. If somebody that you're with isn't moving forward and you're progressing in your life, and maybe it's a friend that you're kind of fallen off with, they haven't been around or they haven't, and you feel bad, like you're supposed to hang tight and wait for them.
Misplaced loyalty.
Yeah, that's loyalty at all costs, and that's never recommended. And it is a common trait that many of us have until we see it.
And you mentioned fear. Sometimes I am hanging on out of fear. I'm hanging on to material things, afraid that I won't have enough or that I'm going to lose something that I have. Or in relationship, for many years, Beth, through insecurity, if I got a girlfriend, it wasn't about Mrs. Right. It was about Mrs. Right Now. And I was afraid if she left, there may not be somebody else coming.
Yeah.
You know, and I had to learn past that and find out that I didn't have to hold on, that, you know, my higher power would serve.
Right.
And what wound up happening is I didn't date anybody for 3 years. I took time to find out who Lee was and to get to know me. And when I got to the point where, you know something, I'm enough. I don't have to be in a relationship to be complete. Here comes Diane from Connecticut.
Yeah.
It's like God said, okay, look what I got for you.
Now you're ready.
Congratulations.
Now that you're ready, yeah. Yeah, well, it's important. You know that the person or the idea or whatever it is that you're holding on to doesn't define you.
No.
It's not who you are. So you don't have to dig your claws in, because it will pass, and it may pass, and it may not pass. There are some other relationships that last forever, and those are good too, but not because you have claw marks in them.
Mm-hmm.
Those ones last forever are the ones that people choose to stay.
And if it's pulling away, maybe it's not supposed to be there.
Right, and that you're growing together, that you're growing in similar directions, or you're celebrating the growth of each other in different directions. But either way, you're coming back together.
Grow or go.
That's right. And it's kind of a thing. So, you know, don't be so stubborn that you can't let go of an emotional attachment. Let it go, because it's not necessarily feeding you if you don't. Okay, I'm going to do one more before we break for the news.
Go for it.
Okay? I want to do the other side of one that we just talked about. When we were talking about pride, like, and we talked about pleasing other people, we talked about that kind of stuff. Some people think that they shouldn't have to deal with people that are less than them.
Ugh.
That's, I'm sorry, but it's true. And that's a mindset that you have to get over that, because there isn't anybody less than you. You know, everybody has something to offer. Everybody.
There is good in the worst of us, and there is bad in the best of
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. And there's, the truth is, nobody is less than you. And it's your pride that's keeping you from that. So I'm bringing it up again, because, again, pride is leading this. So it doesn't mean you have to take everything everybody says and all that stuff. But know this, it's not about a rating system. It's not, I'm better than you. And you're less than me, but I'm less than this other one, and they're better than me. And if it's like that in your head, you need to clean that slate. And you can just ask a higher power. Ask the higher power to help you see the truth, that it's all about love. And that as we reach out to each other in love, we each have different strengths and weaknesses. And those will work together to serve the community.
It made me think of I'll save that thought.
We'll save it for after.
There's Van Morrison.
We're going to take a little break. We're going to listen to some news bites. And when we come back, we're going to do the 5 on 5. 5 points of gratitude. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.